Hey, welcome to the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, number 3. Well, what do you think about that? That the name of that group is The Spy Surfs. The name of the song is Spectre Swing. Hey, being a Southern California boy, I love surf music, and this I got from the PodSafe Music Network. This group, The Spy Surfs, evidently does kind of a whole concept type thing when they do a gig. You ought to check it out at the PodSafe Music Network and then go to their website. Kind of some fun music to start off the show with. Next, I'm going to play for you Natalie Brown. She is just a beautiful singer. The name of the song is I Wonder.
Something strange seemed to pop.
Natalie Brown with I Wonder from the PodSafe Music Network. How you doing? How's your weekend going? I tell you what, I'm recording this late Friday night. I've got a nice cup of hot raspberry royale tea. The lovely lady Leanne brought me in a chocolate chip macadamia nut cookie from Mrs. Fields Cookies. Do you have those where you live? Those are just great cookies. They've got Mrs. Fields all over the country here in the United States. Not sure if they're worldwide or not, but, raspberry tea, nice hot tea, nice chocolate chip macadamia nut cookie. I'm set. I'm feeling mellow again Friday night. Had a good day of work. Had a nice night with the kids, and the lovely lady Leanne just got home from work. I have to apologize to her. I said a couple of weeks ago, Leanne has gone back to work. And it's like she said, what? I've not been working now? She's been working with me for like 16, 17 years in the business. And she's taken on a second job. I'm spending my free time trying to put together some good podcasts for you, and she's doing that to help the family out, too. I've got a wonderful wife. We're coming up on Valentine's Day, as you well know. We've got some nice plans for Valentine's Day, Valentine's night. Actually, I think I told you before that our wedding anniversary is on New Year's Eve. Now, how's that for bad planning? Because, when we want to celebrate our anniversary on New Year's Eve, of course, everybody else in the world is out partying. It just doesn't usually make for a nice romantic time. So we decided this last year that we were going to begin to celebrate our anniversary on Valentine's Day. Aren't we sweet? We're just a couple of lovebirds. We've been married since 1989, and we're just a couple of, we still act like lovebirds and newlyweds and things like that, and so that's a good thing. But we've got some nice plans for Valentine's Day. And speaking of Valentine's Day, I've got something for you to listen to.
Yes, Marie Eve, this is Con from An Timmel. That's the daily podcast in the Irish language. And I'm here to tell you that this week we're running a competition for Valentine's Day with a chance to win a copy of this CD. If the tune sounds familiar, then it should. It's a classic love song from the 1960s, and it's one of 10 such songs which feature on the new album by Hilary Bow. The album is called Shan Nova, and it features Irish versions of classic love songs in a bossa nova style, and it's our prize for our Valentine's Day quiz on An Timmel. To enter, all you need to do is tell me what's the original version of that song in English, and you can send your answers via email to imel@gmail.com. That's imeall@gmail.com. And you can check out the podcast An Timmel. It's at imel.blogspot.com. Beg for to roll.
So do you recognize the tune? Do you remember who did that song? Well, again, if you're somebody my age, you'll know very quickly who that was originally and the name of the song. I'll have the link to that on the show notes page, lifespringpodcast.com. I have Irish blood in me. Aye, lad, I do. I do a really bad Irish accent. Many of my ancestors came over from Dublin back in the late 1700s, I'd say. I have an aunt who did the family tree some years ago, and I remember her showing that to me. Hey, I've got a song here from my friend Waba, and the name of the song is Saint.
You died. You bought us with your blood. Oh, yeah. changed. All I wanna do is bless your name, 'cause you made a saint out of a sinner.
That's WABBA. Hey, WABBA is up for an award over at IndieHeaven.com. The Momentum Awards, I told you about those last week. Well, he's up for the Best Worship Song. So go check that out, IndieHeaven.com. You'll see a link when you go there. Click on the Momentum Awards link, and that'll take you there. Throw a vote to my friend WABBA. Speaking of worship leaders,
hello? Oh, hey, man. Thanks for calling. Oh, sure, no problem. Just grabbing a bite to eat here. Hey, look, you're the guy that plays music at church, right? Yeah, okay. Have you heard about the new Worship Leader podcast? Oh, let me tell you all about it. It's called The Worship Leader Podcast, and you can find it at theworshipleaderpodcast.com. Oh, sure, no problem. It's theworshipleaderpodcast.com. Yeah. They talk about everything about being a worship leader, like creating an effective worship service, using songs, picking media, creating flow. They talk about worship team dynamics, even working on your leadership skills. Oh, sure. There's all kinds of stuff, like working with your pastor and developing a personal time of worship. Yeah, it's really cool. You should check it out. Okay. Hey, no problem. Catch you later. Bye. TheWorshipLeaderPodcast.com. It's everything about being a worship leader.
So check that out. If you have anything to do with worship at your church, go by there and check that out. That's a really cool podcast. And the website has all kinds of really good stuff on it, too, for worship leaders or for anybody that's on a worship team. And speaking of that, if you are have anything to do with worship at your church in terms of technology, there's a magazine called Technologies for Worship. I'm not going to tell you anything other than you should keep your eye on that for the next couple of months, couple of issues. Keep your eye on Technologies for Worship magazine.
hesitate to make a grown man cry tears. This pain and this shame has got me broken, broken down, because I'm crying my eyes out over you. Each time I wonder why you would leave me unsatisfied, 'cause my heart is in need of your loving all the time. Instead I'm crying my eyes out over you. These tears and keep on running
Jay Wright in the Soul Bucket. He's the guy that I played for you on the last show, I believe it was. He is going to be appearing in Hollywood this Saturday night. That's, well, golly, that's tonight. A little less than 24 hours from now. I'll have links on the show notes page for that show if you want to go see it. Now, I think I'll maybe tell you a little bit more about the technologies for Worship Magazine. I'm not going to tell you why you should be keeping an eye on it if you're a worship leader, but if your church gets the magazine, you'll know why I mentioned it in probably the next issue. And the first person that sends me an email telling me why I told you to keep an eye on it, I will send you a prize. I'm not even sure what... You know what? Maybe what I'll do. Here's the prize. I will send you an autographed copy of Adrina Thorpe's album, Elusive. Maybe, here's what we'll do. I'll autograph it. But better than that... I'll have Adrina autograph the CD for you as well. That goes to the first person who can correctly tell me why I said to keep an eye on Technologies for Worship magazine. And speaking of Adrina, her last concert for some time is going to be this Sunday right here in Riverside. So if you are in Riverside or close to Riverside or within driving distance or flying distance or hiking or running or skateboarding or skiing, come on by the concert at the Coffee Depot in Riverside, and I'll have a link to that show as well.
Slow days, like the grind was made to break you, but there's a love that's waiting at home, and it's cold outside, but the wind can never break you, 'cause the heart inside I could overtake you, but you're still fine. So tired of dreaming, and you're strung so high. You lie awake to overanalyze blue skies. And we'll all be well dressed tonight. And you know you feel alright. Cause you got love, you got love, you got love. Love tonight.
Well, that's You Got Love with Carriott. I found that song over at GarageBand.com. You Got Love. And I hope you do. I hope as this Valentine's Day approaches that you have someone in your life that you can just really show your love to, whether it be a wife or a husband or a girlfriend or, whatever. Whether it's, even if it's a mom or a dad or a grandfather, grandmother, somebody in your life that you love that you can just come up to and give them a big hug, say, Happy Valentine's Day. I love you. Everybody needs to have somebody in their life that they can love. If nothing else, and this is really the very most important thing, please know that God loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his son that you might be able to have fellowship with him for eternity. You know, last week we talked about the Frapper map quite a bit, and since then there's been a lot of people that have added their names onto the map. And let me see, I was running through the names last week, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this week, but I do want to mention the names that are on the map. And I want to thank every single one of you that have taken the time to go by there and pin yourself on the map. Let me see, I think the last one we talked about was Trevor from the Scribe Music Show. And so the next one that is listed on the map here is Cubmaster Chris. This guy's been listening to the podcast now for quite a while. He's from Cedar Park, Texas, and he is a Cub Scout Cubmaster. And so I kind of feel a little bit of a kindred spirit with him because I was a Cubmaster for my boys' Cub Scout pack for several years. And I quit it just about a year and a half ago, just before I started doing the podcast, as a matter of fact. Cubmaster Chris, here's a shout out to you. He's got a podcast. Then we've got Matt from Cedar Creek, Texas. David Peterson from Blair, Nebraska. Stephanie Warnes from Rancho Cucamonga, California. I have a warm spot in my heart, too, for Stephanie Warnes because she is my niece. Yeah. So if you want to go by there, and there's a picture of Stephanie and her husband, Andy. Then there's Kyle from Altoona, Iowa. Carl from Trenton, New Jersey. I used to live in New Jersey. I lived in North Boygan, New Jersey, right across the Hudson River from Manhattan. Carl, how's everything in Jersey? Then Mike Collins in Austin, Texas. Guess what? Mike is a nephew of mine, and he is a youth pastor there in town. And so, Mike, how's it going? Tony Elkins from Arlington, Texas. You'll notice there's a lot of Texans on the map. Nathan Brown from La Mirada, California. Nathan, Nate is what he goes by, really, or I don't know if he still does, but when he was younger, he went by Nate. He was in a band with my son, Matt. And so, the name of the band was Going Backwards. Let's see. Who else haven't I mentioned? Rick from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Simon Watts. I already mentioned Simon, but he's from Bendigo, Victoria, Australia. I wonder if I'm saying Bendigo right. Bendigo? I'm sorry. Simon, if I'm not saying it right. Christy, I mentioned, from Greenwood, South Carolina. Christy has a great podcast. I listened to it, I have to be honest, for the first time this week. And she has a podcast called Psychology. I'll put a link to that on the show notes page as well. Check that out. The last one, oh man, the one that I listened to this week was, it was a tearjerker. John Mason from Austin, Texas. I mentioned Ole Christianvali from the Faroe Islands. That's Faroe, in case you want to check that out. Let's see, Paul Sainsbury we mentioned from Johannesburg, South Africa. Lauren B. Olson from Overland Park, Kansas. Ron Mitchell from Lancaster, Ohio. Mark Ryder from Fort Wayne, Indiana. You know what? The guy that I learned how to do sound editing for way back when you used, you know, actual reel-to-reel tape was from Fort Wayne, Indiana. His name was Bruce. Jim from Antioch, California. Jim found the show from the MySpace website. Actually, what it was is I had linked Adrena Thorpe as one of my friends. Let's see. Then Jim saw that LifeSpring was a friend of Adrena Thorpe's, and he checked out my MySpace page and liked what he heard. And so, Jim, here's a shout out to you. And then Steve O'Brien is on the map. Steve O'Brien, you've heard on the podcast. He is my brother-in-law. Actually, he's the father of Stephanie, who I just mentioned a few minutes ago. And so there you go, Steve O'Brien. What's up, Steve? And let's see, Amanda from Hooper, Nebraska. Bob Baldwin from Durham, North Carolina. Pastor Robbie from Concord. Brian from Montgomery Village, Maryland. Jason Brooks from Ventura, California. Scott Hamilton from Houston, Texas. Oh, and Scott Hamilton today. Not the skater, Scott Hamilton. We haven't talked about the Winter Olympics yet. I wanted to mention that real fast. From what I hear, there's not a whole lot of snow back there. I just checked the website for a snow report, and they've got like from about a foot and a half to 3 feet of snow there on the ski slopes. It's not a lot, especially for all the wear and tear that the slopes take during the Olympics, but I'm sure that they'll groom them well. But anyway, back to this Scott Hamilton. As you know, you may know, I did a podcast earlier this week about why bad things happen to good people. I mentioned that I have some friends who have a little baby with Down's syndrome, and we talked about that a little bit. And Scott emailed me, and he said they have a Down syndrome daughter, and it was just a very encouraging email that I have since forwarded on to my friends with the baby. And Scott, I really want to thank you for doing that, my friend. That was just a wonderful thing for you to do. And then the last one that added themselves to the Frapper map is Carrie Sanders. And Carrie is in Graysville, Alabama. Now, the last song that I'm going to play for you today to kind of take us out of here is a song by the name of Love. Brian Turner is the artist on this song, and I found Brian at myspace.com. And just in homage to Valentine's Day, I thought we'd play this for the last song of the show. Love. Thank you. Isn't that pretty? I'll have a link to Brian's page at the LifeSpring show notes at lifespringpodcast.com. Nice stuff. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday. God bless you.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.